The Seattle School Board is scheduled to vote tonight whether to take back 19 classrooms now used for child care. As KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld reports, that is families worried their kids will have no place to go.
Enrollment is booming in Seattle public schools, and class size reductions from the legislature mean schools need more classrooms just to teach the same number of students. At a lot of schools, some classrooms are currently leased to child care providers for preschool and before and after school care.
We do realize that it's an incredibly important asset for many of our families and provides a lot of support for them, but we're also aware that we have to make sure that we've got our instructional space for our students first and foremost.
That's Assistant Superintendent Flip Herndon speaking at a recent school board meeting. Herndon told the school board the district is working with the city and parks department to look for other childcare spaces, but space is at a premium citywide. Andrea Dos Santos has two children at Kids Inc., the childcare center at West Woodland Elementary. She says if the district reclaimed her kids' classrooms,
I mean, that would be like, I think I need to quit my job kind of impact. And I know I'm not the only one in that situation.
That's because high-quality, affordable childcare is hard to find in Seattle. Dos Santos says she understands the district needs more classroom space, but she and child care providers are concerned that the district isn't doing enough to find creative solutions. The district declined KUOW's interview request. Families and providers say the child care centers are vital to their schools because they work with teachers and principals to make sure kids are ready for and doing well in school. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.